Before we start the podcast, we'd like to thank Mousecatrips for sponsoring the Disney Resorts Kingdom podcast. Mousecatrips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsor, Mousecatrips, at www.mousecatrips.com. That's www.mousecatrips.com.
Hello and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. As always, I am your host, Luke Manning. Now, Nick is not here today because it's his bedtime.
Whose bedtime?
Nick's bedtime. And as you can tell by the incredible laughing going on in the background, on the show today we have Tom Corliss of WDW News Today.
Yes, hello everybody.
Also on the show we have, from WDWCelebrations.com, Jason Diffendahl.
Hello everybody once again.
Well, sort of once again, of course. We did record a show for this past Wednesday, but my Pamela recording failed, so...
Good job.
So
master
Jason
podcaster.
Is...
This is my first time on the show with a master podcaster, Luke Manning, but my second time
Isn't
recording
second
a show.
Time?
I don't know. I can't remember if I was here before.
You were on one before that.
No, you were on one.
I thought so.
But anyway, today we were having a conversation with each other about counter-service restaurants throughout Walt Disney World, and we thought it'd be a great thing to discuss here on the show. So we're going to discuss our favorites and our least favorite counter-service restaurants at each of the parks, at the resorts, and in Downtown Disney. So we'll start off with the most magical of them all, and that, of course, is the Magic Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom.
That's the least magical of every of them, if that made any sense.
Maybe not compared to Stucco Adventure, but...
Anyway, now we'll go around and just randomly blurt out. Guys, what are your favorite counter-service restaurants in the Magic Kingdom?
Alright, so my favorite counter-service restaurant at the Magic Kingdom would have to be... Well, it was originally Pinocchio's until they changed the menu to mostly pizza and French fries and stuff of that sort. But now I would have to say it is... I don't even know what I'm going to say now. I guess I'll go with Pecos Bill's, because it's the only other one I like there. Cosmic Rays is a little weird because they have those three separate bays for chicken, burgers, and pizza.
They were trying to be futuristic.
Yeah, well...
Except that's a step backwards.
Fast food doesn't work in the future.
All right, Jason.
I'm going to have to agree with Tom and say that my favorite is Pecos Bill's. I think that the salad that they have there, not the wrap. You could get the wrap, and the wrap is pretty good, but you can also get the salad, which is essentially what's in the wrap, as a standalone item, and that salad is really good. The dressing on it is spectacular. So definitely, whenever I go to the Magic Kingdom, I usually make a stop at Pecos Bill's and get the salad there.
Now, mine is very close to being a Cosmic Ray Starlight Cafe, but I think I'm going to have to go with the Columbia Harbor House. I like the theme to it and the old colonial feel, and the food is pretty good there. They have big fries, which a lot of people like, but they have the same taste as the thinner fries, which I like.
You know what's cool about that too? Is when the upstairs is open and you get a great view out the windows of Liberty Square.
Yeah, I always go upstairs, never go downstairs. Because not only is it less crowded, but it's nicer up there. Now, I'll start off with my least favorite in the park, and my least favorite would be your favorite, Pecos Bill's. Don't really like the theme at all, and I don't know, I think I had a bad experience with it once when I was little. And I don't know why, but I just don't really like it. I didn't eat there at all last trip, except for one time when I went in there to get some fries and then ran out.
Didn't Lou Mangiello do a whole show on the theming of Pecos Bill's?
I think he did. Anyway, Tom, what would be your least favorite?
I'm going to go with Cosmic Rays, just because of the whole three bay idea. It's a little crazy if you're with a large group and you all have to split up to get chicken, pizza, or burgers. So let's say you change your mind while you're online and you decide, oh, maybe I want a hamburger. You have to get off that line and go to the hamburger bay if you're waiting at the pizza bay. So it's just really ridiculous, and I just hate it.
I'd have to go with, I was thinking I was going to agree with Tom again for Cosmic Rays, because whenever I've been there, there's only ever been two bays open anyway. But really, one overlooked restaurant that may be the worst of them all is the Tomorrowland Terrace Noodle Station. And that's absolutely my least favorite, because I've never even had the opportunity to eat there.
Eat there given the opportunity?
Well, I might just have to try it once, but I'd at least like the opportunity. Whether I like the food or not, that's a different question, but I'd at least like the opportunity.
During the busy seasons, it's open from 5 till 9, I think.
During the other seasons, I don't think it's even open.
No, it's never been open when I've been there, although I don't travel during the peak season, so that may be why.
Now, what about your favorite over at Epcot, Tom?
Well, Epcot doesn't have a lot to choose from, not as much as some of the other parks, which is surprising because of its size, but again, they got rid of my, or should I say changed my favorite at Epcot, just like they did at the Magic Kingdom, and while it didn't offer lunch, it was more of a breakfast and pastry, it was still a counter service location. It was the Fountain View Bakery, and that was my favorite counter service place at Epcot, but now that is an ice cream sort of. They sell only Edie's ice cream.
But it's still counter service.
Still is, but it's just ice cream now. So now my new favorite being is they serve breakfast there during the summer in response to the no more breakfast at the Fountain View is going to be Sunshine Seasons in the Land. I used to absolutely hate it, but now I love it. They had great breakfast there, and the lunch is pretty good too. So,
all right, Jason?
I'd have to say that my favorite is probably Sunshine Seasons in the Land, just because of the variety that's available there, and they actually pioneered the free drink refills at Epcot, although it wasn't widely publicized. Electric Umbrella does come in a close second, and now they also have the free drink refills as well, so that puts them in a little bit closer competition.
Now, my favorite would be Electric Umbrella, just because of the atmosphere, and that I always tend to eat there. I don't know why, but that's the one I always tend to eat at, and it's the fast food restaurant I end up eating out the most when I'm down in Disney World. Great atmosphere, great music, great restaurant. And the free refills are pretty good as well. We just buy one cup and then fill it up into our drink bottles.
You know, that's not really how that's supposed to work.
I gathered that. Well, it's not my idea, eh? All right, Jason, what would be your least favorite fast food restaurant at Epcot?
My least favorite fast food restaurant at Epcot would have to be the counter service restaurant in China. There's plenty of places, the Lotus Blossom, there's plenty of places to get poor quality Chinese food around my house. You know, when I go all the way to Disney World, I really don't need or want poor quality Chinese food at Disney World for three times the price that I can get it around my house.
Yeah.
Have you eaten there since they changed the menu and they remodeled the interior?
No, I have not. I was only down once since then, and I didn't get a chance to eat there. But I'm willing to try it if it gets good reviews from other people.
See, now I've heard some good reviews. That's why I'm almost willing to try it again.
My parents seem to love going to there, but I don't. Tom, least favorite, now.
I think the name is the Liberty Inn, the one in the American Adventure.
Yep.
The seats are uncomfortable, and for some reason it always seems, it's going to be shocking for a Disney park, but it always seems dirty. It might just be me, but there always seems to be food everywhere, and it's not well kept, and the lines are pretty long, so just for some reason I don't like the Liberty Inn.
Have you been there since it's been renovated, Tom?
I've been there quite a few times, so I don't know. When was it renovated?
I want to say it was like early this year, maybe January, February or so of this year.
I think I actually went right after it reopened, and it was still
crap.
Okay.
It's fair enough. Not well kept.
Yeah.
I actually had a nice story there. I was there about 10 o'clock at night, and I just wanted a side of fries, but they actually, people were still in there, but they were actually closed, so I went and waited in line because someone was there, and the lady said, we're closed. But then a cook, one of the cooks came up to me and said, what do you want? And I said, I just want a side of fries. And he said, sure, and he gave it to me for free. So that's Disney magic for you.
That was your magical moment.
We're going to throw it out anyway, so you might as well take it.
Actually, that was one of my three magical moments of that day, because that same day, I was at Toluca Turkey Legs at MGM.
Oh, I love saying that name.
At the opening, so it was like 5 minutes before it opened. I was just waiting there, and the lady said, gobble like a turkey. So I did, and she gave me the turkey leg for free.
Those things are vile and disgusting.
No,
fantastic.
They're amazing. I love them.
I see people walking around with these big turkey legs and barbarians.
It is. It's so barbaric. It's fantastic. It fits perfectly in Frontierland and Adventureland. How well it fits on Sunset Boulevard, I don't know.
But, yeah, they're pretty good. And also, that same day, I went to go to the Great Movie Ride, and I always go on it and get the gangster scene. It always works that way. So I had asked at the beginning of the day, is there a way I can ride the Western scene? And the guy said, check back later. And I went there in line. I went to the front of the line, and I saw it was like an hour-long line. So I just asked before I got into it, are you doing the Western scene? And the lady said yes. And she said her boyfriend or something was actually doing it right now, so she took me in through the back entrance, and I didn't have to wait at all, and I got on it right then.
Halt, unbeliever.
All of those happened on the same day. So I was having a pretty lucky day.
You were. Mm.
Anyway, continuing on, my least favorite fast food restaurant at Epcot would have to be your favorites again, the Sunshine Seasons.
Wow.
Crap selection.
Now, have you been there since they remodeled it?
Yes. Horrible selection. I absolutely preferred it before when it was with the old layout of the land. You know, they had the separate ones. You could get whatever you want. Much better then. Now, crap selection. Poor. Horrible. Anyway, over at MGM, Jason, what would be your favorite fast food there?
So at MGM, my favorite...
Toluca Legs.
He was going to say Toluca Legs.
Toluca Legs. At MGM, my favorite fast food, technically not a counter service restaurant, because I don't know if there's a counter there, but my favorite is Toluca Legs Turkey Company. With the turkey legs are just fantastic in Disney World. I usually get them at least once or twice a trip I get them, so...
So barbaric.
Yes, it is.
Tom, did we say your favorite?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, let's do that then.
All right, well, I actually have one and then an honorable mention. I want to send the honorable mention to the Studio Express, or Backlot Express, whatever the name is.
I don't know.
It's Backlot Express. Mm-hmm. Because, no, wait, am I talking about the right one here?
The one outside or the one by Star Tours? So the one by the tram tour or the one by Star Tours?
Which one? Backlot Express is the one near Star Tours, right?
Yes.
All right, so I'm talking about the studio caterers. That's what I meant to say. That's the honorable mention. It's very good. I enjoy the chicken Caesar wrap there. Very, very good. And then, of course, Backlot Express is probably my favorite counter service place in all of Disney World. Just really great. The scenery is awesome. There's so many hidden things, as John Crigliano will tell you, in the counter service restaurant. There's, you know, pieces from the Horizons attraction and parts and some props from Who Framed Roger Rabbit and a whole bunch of other movies, shows, and attractions. So it's really great. And the food is, it's probably the best counter service food anywhere, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'd have to say the Backlot Express as well, because really that's the only good one in MGM, apart from Toluca Turkey Legs. You gotta love yourself some turkey. Alright, least favorite, Jason.
My least favorite at MGM. That's a tough one, because the ones you guys mentioned really aren't all that bad. There's a place right near Toluca Legs where you can get pizza, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, there's some little shed.
I think I got that pizza there once, and that pizza was pretty bad. So, whatever that pizza shed is called, that's going to be my least favorite spot.
Mm-hmm. Alright, with me, and I'm not skipping you, Tom, I'm coming to you later. I'd have to say the ABC Commissary, because it's not bad, but out of the ones there, it's probably my least favorite. Tom?
I'm going to go with Toluca Legs, because I hate the turkey legs, and I hate the people that walk around with them.
Jason, let's kill it.
Next time I'm down with him, I'm just going to get a turkey leg and follow him with it.
Yummy turkey leg.
John will follow you following me.
I just hope security doesn't get involved.
All right, moving over to Disney's Animal Failure.
That's Animal Kingdom.
No, that's Animal Failure. All right, now I'll start
You're
off.
You're an animal failure.
No. Okay, I'd have to say my favorite fast food restaurant in Animal Kingdom would be Restaurantosaurus, because really that's the only good one.
I disagree.
That's the worst one.
Well, voice your opinions. Tom, what is your favorite?
It's definitely between the Flame Tree Barbecue and Pizza Safari, but in the end I'm going to have to go with Pizza Safari. There's always available seating because it's so big. It really, if you look at the layout of it, it probably should have been a sit-down restaurant. But there's always available seating, there's always good food, and the lines are never really that long, so that's why I like Pizza Safari.
Jason?
My favorite is going to have to be Flame Tree Barbecue. The food there is fantastic. I'm not so much into the pizza, so Pizza Safari is a reasonable runner-up. Tusker House was also good back in the day when it was counter service. But my favorite now is Flame Tree.
Now, going with least favorite, you know, to be honest, I really don't know, because Restaurantosaurus really is the only one I have bothered to go to, and the only one that actually interests me with the food that they serve there. So I honestly don't know. Tom?
Least favorite, Restaurantosaurus, hands down.
Jason?
I'd agree with Tom. If I wanted to go to McDonald's, I've got one down the street from me.
Although, exactly. Although McDonald's does seem arguably better when it comes from Disney.
Well, that's because it's arguably twice as expensive, too, so...
They better be good for that price.
Yeah.
And sausage McGriddles are awesome.
Now we'll head over to Downtown Disney, where, Jason, if you could share your favorite fast food or counter service in the Downtown Disney area.
My favorite is going to have to be Earl of Sandwich, which is pretty good food, and it's quick, and it's a pretty decent price for it there.
All right, Tom?
It's sort of a hybrid between counter service and sit-down restaurant, because you go up and order your food, and then you go sit at a table, and you put up this little number sign. I guess it could be considered counter service. It's the Wolfgang Puck Express. They have awesome pizzas there, and it's just a great place to go. I would definitely, if you've never eaten there before, give it a test, and I guarantee you'll like it.
Now, me, I've only ever been to two in Downtown Disney, so my favorite would be McDonald's.
Could we have guessed that, or what?
Because really, and to be honest,
It's much better than all the other McDonald's.
Do they not have McDonald's where you live, Luke, or what?
No, they do. But
they
really,
have Jack in the Box.
Yeah, Jack in the Box is pretty good. But McDonald's, I don't really like it that much, but out of the two, I'd say it is, and I'll show you what the other one is afterwards, and it's probably the best. Now, my least favorite would be Inside Disney Quest, and that's the Cheesecake Factory Express. And I got a pizza from there. It wasn't really that good.
Ooh.
And Tom, your least favorite?
I'm going to have to say Earl of Sandwich, because I ate there, I think it was the opening day, and I ate there, and I just really didn't enjoy it. But I'm not much of a sandwich person, so it's probably just me.
Yeah, probably, as Jason would say.
I'm sure that.
All right, Jason.
My least favorite, as you might have guessed, is going to be the McDonald's. Once again, I've got the same thing down the street from my house at half the price.
Yeah.
And the quality's just as poor as the ones in Disney World. So.
Well, this one's going to be tough, but we'll say around the Disney resort, so any of the resorts or the water parks or anything like that. So I'll start off with saying my favorite. I gotta think. What is there in Blizzard Beach?
Water.
Snow.
Sand.
Alright, I guess I'm going to have to be forced to say the McDonald's near All-Star Sports Music and Movies.
Oh my god.
Because that's all I can think of.
That's just horrendous.
Jason?
My favorite has got to be Pop Century Food Court, which the food there is very imaginative. There's a lot of options, and most of it is quite good. Another plus with the Pop Century Food Court is they take the Disney Dining Experience discount card, which I have, so that also is nice because a lot of fast food locations don't accept that card. Plus I like Pop Century as a resort. It's kind of fun, so.
That definitely the best of the values. All right, Tom?
This is so tough for me. Wow. I'm just drawing a blank. Let me say, I can't think of the name now.
Oh man. Where is it at?
It's in the Grand Floridian.
Yeah, I know the table, the counter service.
Off
the Grand
to the
Floridian.
Side, yeah.
Yep.
Oh
yep.
My, I've stayed there a million times. I can't think of it. Oh man, what's the name? This is bothering me so much. I'll think of it. Just give me a second.
Oh, Gasparilla's.
There you go.
Gasparilla's. Awesome.
Never even heard of it.
You have to go because it's really hidden. It's hard to get through. Get to from the main lobby of the Grand Floridian. You have to go out and around. It's really hidden because they don't want all the people not staying there to eat there.
I'm not even sure if I've even been to the Grand Floridian.
Well, that's because they probably just don't want you coming, so they hide that resort from you when you're there.
They don't let you off the monorail.
I'm sure that happens.
They pretend it's an express. Yes, that's what it's called, yep.
Gasparilla's very...
Alrighty, now my least favorite around the Disney World Resort. I'm going to have to say any of the resort food courts for breakfast. I'm not a breakfast person, and they really don't help with their two slices of bacon for $5.
Well, then don't order bacon.
No, but bacon is about the only thing that I will eat for breakfast.
Especially the little square bacon.
Thomas.
This one I don't even have to think about. The Pepper Market at Coronado Springs.
Coronado Springs and Riverside just plain suck.
Why, I haven't eaten there because it was the most confusing place to ever eat at. And for those of you that have been there and tried to order something, next time you're near Coronado Springs or in Coronado Springs, definitely just look at how they expect you to order food there, and that's why I hate it.
And finally, for our roundtable discussion on counter service throughout Disney World, Jason, what is your least favorite in the Disney World resorts?
I'm going to have to vote for the Food and Fun Center at the Contemporary.
It's not even there anymore.
Well, I know, which is nice because now I have to pick a new least favorite one. But that thing just seems so misplaced. Right in the lobby of a kind of grand resort, they put a game room with an arcade. I mean, at the Grand Floridian, Gasparilla's is pretty well hidden, but Contemporary, it was just misplaced, I think, and so I'm kind of glad they got rid of it. I don't really have the next least favorite one, but it'd probably be one of the all-star food courts would be the next least favorite. Oh, no, actually, wait, can I pick the McDonald's? I picked the McDonald's that's near the all-stars. That's my least favorite. There you go.
Well, on the outside, though, it's pretty nice.
You should have just excluded McDonald's.
Alright, that's it for this episode of the Everything Disney Resorts Podcast. First, I'd like to thank Tom Corliss for joining me on the show. And Tom, what have we got coming up on this week's episode of WDW News Today?
Well, more importantly, this week coming up this month, we have so much to cover. We have all of our normal shows every weekend. We also have, I'm going to say it here first, so you're getting the first scoop on this. We have a big special Pirates of the Caribbean episode coming up, and that's going to be really big, so tune in for that. And, of course, we're going to have big Christmas and New Year's Eve specials, so stay tuned to the WDW News Today podcast.
Yeah, so expect at least 3 specials from WDW News Today within the next month. One of them's coming out very, very soon, if I'm not mistaken.
The pirate one should be out in a week or two, and then, of course, you're going to have all your usual normal shows in between.
And the Christmas one is looking to be very, very special.
Yes, it is.
And Jason from WDW Celebration, seeing as you don't have a podcast, I'm not going to ask you. Thank you for being on the show. Okay, don't reply then. Anyway, that's it for this episode of the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. And until Monday when we begin our Christmas season, we'll see ya. Second year, the Everything Disney podcast proudly presents The Corny Christmas Season, featuring classic Disney corny Christmas specials, including Mickey's Christmas Carol, The Small One, and any other corny Christmas specials that I can get my hands on. The Corny Christmas Season will begin on the Everything Disney podcast on Saturday, December 1st, 2007. The Corny Christmas Season will be separate podcasts from our weekly episodes of the Everything Disney podcast that will be released any other day of the week except Sunday. So be sure to check out the Everything Disney podcast second year of the Corny Christmas Season. Run, run, reindeer!
No one.
So whenever you're ready.
Okay, we're going.
Okay. All right, good. Hello, everyone. No.
Shut up.
I was just trying to do it to come there. Hello,
so and... why you have 108 listeners.
Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. I am your host, Luke Manning. Now, again, Nick is not here today because it's Betty time.
Who's Betty?
Join... What?
I said, who's Betty?
The cleaning woman.
Hello,
housekeeping. You want mint for pillow?
All right, here we go again. Hello?
Oh, I was waiting for Tom to go first. Go ahead, Tom.
Blooper film show.
I thought Luke would go first. His show.
Tom, go ahead.
This will be left in because Luke doesn't edit.
That's all right.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah?
Suck it.
Why don't you suck it? Your brother's right around there, isn't he?
No. Who's sending what?
No one. Go ahead.